Hi, everybody. I'm Len Weld. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Some great news for area students. The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team has captured the IHSA regional title Monday night. Fairfield went 3-0 on the evening. Fairfield defeated Vandalia, Wayne City, and Beecher City en route to the title. Answering toss-ups for Fairfield High School were Sam Beach with 39, Ethan Kakak with 4, Cody Todd with 3, Amber Clark with 2, and Chloe Hodges, Tyler Hooper, and Cody Gothrop each with 1. Also participating for Fairfield High School were Cassidy Hayes and Hannah Odom. Fairfield now improves to 47-17 on the year. They'll be back in action Saturday at the IHSA sectional tournament in Robinson. And Sisney High School FFA senior Jonathan Tim enjoyed a very successful night of competition at the District 5-star interviews held at the Mount Vernon High School. Tim was named the 2018 District 5-star farmer. His supervised agricultural experience include beef, swine, poultry, and vegetable production. Tim also raises and markets a litter of purebred Labrador retrievers each fall. Jonathan Tim now advances to state interview competition on the campus of the University of Illinois later this month, where he'll be challenging 4 other Illinois students for the honor of State Star Farmer. More news after this.
It's tax time savings at Eubinger's Furniture Company. Right now, you can save hundreds of dollars on mattress sets, sectionals, sofas, and bed sets. In other words, just about everything you're looking for. And remember to ask about Eubinger's free delivery and free financing options. So if you want to spruce up your house, then now is the time to hurry in to take advantage of these huge discounts at the Tax Time Savings Event, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive, Highway 50 East, Flora.
Illinois climate experts say the state of Illinois saw its wettest February on record this year. Illinois state climatologist Jim Angel says statewide average precipitation was 5 inches last month. That's 2.9 inches above normal. That measurement beats the old record of 4.4 inches set in February of 2008. The city of Streeter had the highest reported monthly precipitation total at 11.4 inches. Cobden in southern Illinois had 10.8 inches. Aurora had the highest monthly snowfall total at 26 inches. Chicago Heights had 25.5 inches of snow. Angel says northern Illinois saw between 10 and 25 inches of snow during February, while the rest of the state saw little or no snow. He said areas south of Springfield had less than an inch for the month. The highest temperature recorded during the month of February was 83 in Belleville. The coldest temperature was in the community of Fulton at 16 below zero. Rick Marshall, owner of Marshall Electric in Carmine, has been appointed to serve as a member of the Wainwright County's Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. He'll be representing District 6. Mr. Marshall replaces Jerry B. Williams, who resigned from the board last summer. Mr. Marshall will serve the remainder of Mr. Williams' 3-year term. Williams was reelected to the board in April of 2017 during the co-op's annual meeting in Wayne City. He had served on the board for some 12 years. The co-op has also announced plans for their annual meeting. The meeting has been set for Friday, April 6th, at the Wayne City High School. A pork chop dinner will be served starting at 5 p.m. Entertainment for the evening will be provided by the Victory Boys Quartet. A $25 bill credit will be applied to each membership that is registered and attends the meeting. As part of the business meeting, an election of directors will be held. There are seats currently held by Larry Hosselton in District 1, Danny Rose in District 5, and Rick Rubenacker in District 7. Door prizes will also be given away, and energy efficiency kits will be given to the first 500 membership accounts that register to attend that meeting. Again, that's coming up on April 6th, a Friday, at the Wayne City High School. 50-year-old Michael T. Nosek of Reinard was injured Monday night in a single-vehicle accident on Wayne County Road 1245 East near the 161 extension. According to state police, Nosek was traveling northbound on 1245 East when a distraction from inside the cab of his semi caused him to run off the road to the right. Nosek's big rig ran into a muddy ditch and eventually overturned on its passenger side. He was hurt in the 9:10 p.m. accident and was taken by ambulance to an area hospital. State police cited him for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. At Monday night's meeting of the Albion City Council, members heard from Courtney Jackson and Mary Boroviak requesting a reduction in the amount of a liquor license from $1,700 down to $600 for restaurants. A new Mexican restaurant is set to open in Albion later this month. Our Edwards County Correspondent Mark Curtis has more in this report.
The Albion City Council Monday night approved using the city's savings to install a new water line in the Pinch area northeast of Albion. The new line, estimated by engineers to cost $226,000 and the city's estimate of $300,000, is coming closer to reality with the easements and descriptions just about ready to be signed by the landowners. The council agreed that other phases of the water line could use grant money. However, that money could take up to a year to obtain. The council discussed the support of the 200th anniversary of Albion, which will be celebrated this October 12th through the 14th. The event will take place at the north end of the square at 5th and Elm Streets. The Albion Moose Lodge will also be celebrating in conjunction with the anniversary. There will be live music all 3 days, along with the chowder and other events, according to Mayor Harris. Courtney Jackson and Mary Boroviak announced that a new Mexican restaurant is coming to Albion within the next few weeks. Courtney Jackson will be the manager and requested that the liquor license be lowered from $1,700 to a figure more in line with the bowling alley fee of $600. The council decided to call a liquor commission meeting, which will be held next Monday, March 12th, to discuss the request and the request also from Casey's General Store at Knapmark to adjust their hours of sales and a request to sell spirits. The Liquor Commission will meet at 7 p.m. at City Hall. During the Treasurer's report, the Treasurer told the Council that the city has $333,083.51 in the general fund. The Council then agreed under new business to charge the Herring Water Line two minimum fees plus usage. The Herring Water Line was just paying a $20 per month fee for several years. The Council then went into executive session with no business after the closed session. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Ingram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
Channel 44 TV is coming to Fairfield later this month to tape an episode of Tasting the Tri-State. Channel 44 film crew will be at the Barbed Wire Grill on West Delaware Street on Monday, March 19th. Tasting the Tri-State is a 30-minute TV show featuring locally owned restaurants within the Tri-State. The film crew is expected to arrive at the Barbed Wire Grill around 8 o'clock in the morning on the 19th, and the public's invited to gather at the restaurant for the taping. An air date will be announced later. Wayne County Sheriff's Police say they have identified suspects in a recent act of vandalism at a rural Wayne County church. Vandals spray-painted vulgar messages on the Mount Zion Church in rural Jasper Township. The damage was discovered over the weekend. Police report arrests are likely. Shane Tate, 27, of Benton, has been arrested on a Wayne County petition to revoke his probation on a conviction of being in possession of methamphetamine. Tate was booked at the county jail pending the posting of $1,520 cash bond. The Frontier Community College Bobcats softball team is selling tickets now for a seventh-inning stretch fundraiser, with tickets to be drawn on Tuesday, March 27th. Tickets can be purchased for the chance to win up to $500. On the day of the drawing, one name will be drawn for each inning, and cash prizes will be awarded in the following order. First inning, $50. Second inning, $50. Third inning, $50. Same thing in the fourth inning, and here things get interesting. $100 each for the fifth and sixth inning, and in the seventh inning, $500. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased for many softball athletes. For more information, contact Julie Bryant. She's the coordinator of marketing and public information at Frontier Community College. Crude oil prices at $55.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 94-year-old Fairfield resident Oscar Fenton died Saturday at Lavender Ridge Memory Care in Mount Vernon. He was retired from his auto body repair shop and was a member of the Union North Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Survivors include his son Randall and wife Joyce Fenton of Fairfield, a daughter Donna and husband Randy Hagley of Union, Kentucky, grandchildren Lindsay Fields of Linton, Indiana, Grant Hagley of Woodhaven, Michigan, and Levi Fenton of Albion, great-grandchildren Jackson and Jameson Fields, Avery and Alex Calvary, and Tyler Hagley, and a brother, James Fenton of Sims. Per Oscar's wishes, his body will be cremated with a memorial service to be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Union North Cumberland Presbyterian Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 84-year-old Fairfield resident Robert S. Bob Redfern died Saturday at his home. He'd been a businessman and operated Redfern Wholesale for many years. He was a member of the American Legion in VFW, served as president of the Illinois Forum, former state committeeman to the Republican Party in Congressional District 22, and was a former vice chairman of the Republican Party for the state of Illinois. He was Presbyterian by faith. Services for Bob Redfern will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. 78-year-old Albion resident Faye Wood died Sunday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmine. She'd worked at Johnny Manufacturing in Albion, then retired from Champion Laboratories, was a member of the First Baptist Church. Survivors include a son, Kurt, and wife, Judy Wood of Fairfield, a daughter, Kim, and husband, Todd Lingefelter of Albion, two brothers, Charles Huff of Evansville, and Joe and wife, Linda Huff of Joliet, two sisters, Ruth Fuchs of Albion and Bernice Bailey of Albion, 7 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. Services for Faye Wood will be 12 noon Thursday at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery at Albion. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Nail's in Albion. Memorials may be made to the First Baptist Church senior adult class and will be accepted at Nail's in Albion. Steve Edward Gunn, 61 of Kingston, North Carolina, formerly of Grayville, died January 24th. He attended the Grayville schools, was a 74 graduate of Grayville High School, graduated from Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel in 1976, continued his education at Eastern Illinois University at Charleston, where he earned a bachelor's degree in 1978 and later a master's in business administration. He taught school in Lawrenceville, where he also served as an assistant football coach. He then enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps and attained the rank of captain before leaving after 12 years of service. After military service, he was operations manager for DHL Express Shipping until his illness, Alzheimer's disease, forced his retirement. Survivors include a son, Josh Gunn of Winterville, North Carolina, a daughter, Sarah Gunn of Plantation, Florida, a brother, Richard Gunn of Oklahoma City, a sister, Cherry Williams of Albion, and grandchildren, Joel and J.J., a nephew and several nieces. Graveside services with military honors for Steve Edward Gunn will be 1 o'clock this Sunday, March 11th, at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Now, there will be a celebration of Steve's life at the VFW building in Grayville. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. Those will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 78-year-old Belle Prairie, Illinois resident William T. Roast will be 10 o'clock this morning at St. John Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis with burial in St. John's Cemetery at Piopolis with military honors conducted by the American Legion Post 106 and a Navy honor team. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Compensation for injuries on the job. Here is a point of law from the Illinois State Bar Association. If you're injured in some way due to your employment, you're entitled to certain benefits under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Act. Benefits include the reasonable cost of medical treatment by a doctor of your choice, compensation for permanent disability, rehabilitation if necessary and cost of any medical aid for rehabilitation, reimbursement for mileage or living expenses incurred for required travel for treatment. Additionally, if the injuries result in death, the family of the worker is also entitled to certain compensation under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Act. Point of Law is a public affairs presentation of the Illinois State Bar Association and this station.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. Class 1A Super Sectional action last night at Carbondale. Gorville beats Mawiqua Central A&M 74-61. Gorville will play Oakville at 1 p.m. Friday in the 1A semifinals at Peoria. Other Super Sectional action at DeKalb, Sterling Newland over Providence St. Mel 62-61. At Jacksonville, Oakville beats Peoria Quest 65-64 in double overtime. And at Norma, it's Anawan over Colfax Ridgeview 39-32. Class 2A Super Sectionals at Carbondale. Pinckneyville beats Mount Carmel 60-47. At DeKalb, it was Winnebago over Chicago Corliss 58-55. At Jacksonville, Chicago Orr beats Chicago Hope Academy 74-64. And at Springfield, Bloomington Central Catholic 47, Deer Creek Mackinac 46. Junior high volleyball from yesterday. Flora beat Sisney in three games in the varsity match. Sisney over Flora in three games in the JV contest. And in the C game, it was Flora over Sisney. Major League Baseball, Cardinals and Marlins tie 4-4. White Sox 6. Milwaukee 4. Cubs 9. Dodgers 5. Blackhawks over the Colorado 2-1 in overtime in the NHL. On the schedule today in junior high volleyball, 5:15 p.m. Center Street takes on Sisney for C, JV, and varsity matches. Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on Washington. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 starting at 11:55 a.m. Cubs take on Cleveland. White Sox takes on Cincinnati. And in the NBA, Pacers play Utah. Bulls take on Memphis. That's a check of sports. Your forecast calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high 42. Clearing tonight, low 25. Partly cloudy skies, high 38 tomorrow. For Friday, cloudy skies, high 45. Cloudy skies, 52 on Saturday. And for Sunday, cloudy skies with a high 48.